It's here and now, and this is a huge weekend for marathoners. Races will be held in Baltimore, Boise, and more than two dozen other cities, though one race that was scheduled will not take place. The Towpath Marathon in Ohio is being postponed because of the government shutdown. The race course runs through the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. The biggest marathon this weekend is in Chicago, more than 40,000 runners and an estimated 1 million spectators. And after the Boston Marathon bombings, there will also be increased security. Gary McCarthy is Chicago Police Superintendent.
We're going to have eyes on the ground on just about every foot of the marathon route, and packages and suspicious behavior will be addressed. It's probably the best way to put it.
John Kilman is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. So, John, tell us more. What are some of these new security measures?
Well, what they're basically doing is tightening up the access to the areas where the runners are going to congregate. And they are taking some new measures to try and make sure that the people running the race are the ones who have actually signed up. So this year, for the first time, people who pick up their packets are going to have to do so in person. They can't send a friend to grab one.
And these packets have, like, their racing bib, their number, and other things like that.
Yeah, just the things that they would need for the race. And this time, people will have to do it themselves, which could present a problem for people coming in for the race. But they've been told about this well in advance, so hopefully they've made plans to pick the things up themselves.
Yeah, what else?
Another thing is that this year, for the first time, runners who are entering the area, which for a long time has been fairly secure, only registered runners are supposed to get in toward the starting line. And if they're bringing some gear with them, like a warm-up suit or bare clothes or something like that, they're going to have to keep it in a clear plastic bag that they'll receive when they pick up their packets.
We understand it'll be a clear bag with the words participant bag on it. They'll get it when they first arrive. So there's that. And then what about, you know, going through some kind of security to even get to the race?
What they're talking about there is an area in Grand Park where spectators who are there to meet up with a runner and people going to that area are going to have their bags checked as well. So the marathon organizers are suggesting that people try to not have bags, which would make entering that area a much quicker process.
Wow. I mean, it's just like the airport. You're going to have to go through security.
Very similar, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're hearing all of this, that there's going to be security around the runners themselves. But as we all too well know, the incident at the marathon bombing was along the route. I mean, this is a marathon. This is over 26 miles. What are they doing about the route?
Well, they've always had police officers along the marathon route, but this year they are going to have bomb-sniffing dogs as well. They're going to be doing random bag checks for spectators who might be there. And they are making great use, as they have in the past, of the city's security cameras, of which there are estimated to be about 20,000. There will be people at a central command center keeping an eye on the route through video links as well. So it sounds as though they will have plenty of police observation going on, but as the security experts have told me, it's not possible to totally lock down a route like that where the public can come and go.
Well, given that, given the amount of security there's going to be, that's going to be a little bit of an irritant for people, you'd think that people would be staying away. But you talked to people who said, in fact, they're coming, and some because of the Boston Marathon bombings.
Yeah, I spoke to quite a few Chicago area runners who had been in Boston, and some of whom had been very close to the actual explosions. And if there's a group less prone to intimidation, I can't imagine who it is. I mean, everyone I spoke to, you know, has trained for a very long time and are not easily deterred, and were nothing but enthusiastic about the prospect of running the Chicago Marathon this year.
John Kilman with the Chicago Tribune on this weekend's Chicago Marathon. John, thanks so much.
My pleasure.